Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of April 3rd, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy Ramadan! It started at sundown last night, and it ends in a month, and more than 2 billion Muslims observe Ramadan, and from dusk to sunset each day, they engage in fasting from food and from drink and also from sex. And we know that when so many people observe something, it affects all of us. So the ritual of daily fasting gives Muslims a period of spiritual reflection and the opportunity to practice gratitude and charity. So gratitude for what you do have, and charity and empathy for all the people in the world who don't have enough food or water. Muslims also avoid negative acts like gossiping, lying, and arguing during the month. So we can use the energy of Ramadan to clean up our own acts. So choose one or more of these things, either practicing gratitude, practicing empathy, avoiding gossip, avoiding lying, or arguing, and commit to eliminating it for the month. That's one way that you can get in touch with this really, really good energy. So we started April with that powerful and motivating new moon in Aries on April 1st, just a couple days ago. There's so much newness in the air that it got us all motivated and moving forward. And this is just a good time and a good week to remember that great things take time. And we are just at the very beginning of starting on our new journeys. And that is especially apparent this week when Mars conjuncts Saturn, and this tests our patience. So in astrology, a conjunction is the merging of two or more planetary energies. So Mars is about taking quick, fearless action, where Saturn is all about taking responsibility for our actions. So as Mars and Saturn come together, the merging of their energy can stir up some tensions. It can force us to take responsibility for our behavior, and it can zap our energy levels if we have been overdoing it. And we might have been overdoing that because we're so excited to get moving. We're excited about all the new things, and it feels so good to finally see the forward movement after the last couple of years when COVID has been constricting us. So this week, you may feel so excited to move forward, but just not have the energy to take action because of this Mars-Saturn conjunction. So don't beat yourself up. Just keep taking the baby steps forward. Baby step a day. That's all you got to do. So if you hit a speed bump this week, let's think of it as a blessing in disguise. So maybe you've been racing ahead towards the new life without really a proper plan in place. So cautious Saturn will help you to get the plan and the steps in place for this new thing. And if you've been stuck or stalled and you haven't really started making any forward progress yet, Mars is going to come along with the jumper cables and give you a jump start. So just try to stay cool this week and go with what comes up, because this feeling doesn't last long. This whiplash feeling. In a week, Mars will pull ahead of Saturn and we'll have clarity. It will be out of this conjunction. But in the meantime, see if you can just stop fixating on the future. Okay, so let's just practice being here now this week. So Mars gives us the fuel to go, but Saturn gives us the longevity and the integrity that it takes to keep us going. So this energy is really helping us out. Saturn wants us to use the fearless energy of Mars in a grounded and thoughtful way. It wants us to take our time and ensure we're not acting on impulses, but that we have thought things out and that we have a plan and that we're using logic. So this energy is really good for starting new things. Starting things that will go the distance and getting hard things done, because this energy brings the stamina to go the distance while we're bringing our goals and our dreams to life. So we can use this fearless energy of Mars to take that leap of faith and then rely on Saturn's sturdy groundedness to bring the idea to life for the long term. So this Mars-Saturn conjunction helps the changes we want to make now stick. Okay, so whatever changes you want to be permanent in your life, this is the time to start. Changes stick right now. So changes to your diet will stick. Your new exercise routine will stick. Your meditation practice will stick. And new beliefs will stick. New ideas around money and abundance will stick. So let's use this energy of Ramadan and this Mars-Saturn conjunction to permanently appreciate our money. So this week and from here on out in our lives, let's appreciate our money. Every time you pay a bill, or you eat out, or you buy new clothes, or you buy groceries, or you fill up your car with gas, take at least a minute to give thanks that you have the money to do it. Thank your money. Say to it, thank you for being here when I need you. Thank you for helping me eat. Thank you for the roof over my head. Thank you for providing me with a car to get around in. Treat your money like it's important because it is. Honor it. Appreciate it. And then while you're at it, why don't you thank yourself for attracting the money in the first place? Thank yourself for working. Thank yourself for your positive and abundant thoughts. Thank yourself for doing the work to eliminate any outdated money beliefs. So one of my favorite times to appreciate money and myself is when I have to change the toilet paper roll. Okay, I appreciate so much that I planned ahead and that I actually have more toilet paper. And I appreciate that I attracted the money and I made the money to buy the toilet paper in the first place. So one of the ways to keep abundance appreciation front and center is through routines. So set yourself up with triggers throughout the day to remind yourself to practice gratitude. Of course, one of mine is changing the toilet paper roll. Another one is every time I drive somewhere, I give thanks for the car. I give thanks for gas in the car. I give thanks that I don't have a flat tire when I actually want to go drive somewhere, and that my car works and that I have a clean car. Taking my dog Jasper for a walk is another trigger for me. I give thanks for him. I give thanks that my body is healthy enough to actually walk with him. I thank myself for being prepared with poop bags. I'm noticing while I'm doing this podcast that I'm talking about toilet paper and poop bags. It's kind of an odd topic, but hey, I'm going with it. So I also appreciate the break when I take Jasper out to get out in nature and recenter myself. So set up some triggers for yourself. This makes it really easy to keep yourself in the higher vibe of appreciation. Two of the highest vibing feelings are love and gratitude. So we want to make all efforts to keep ourselves in this vibration. And if all it takes is to do that is to change out a toilet paper roll, then yay for us. How easy is that? So to recap, we're adjusting to the newness this week. That speed demon Mars collides with the Sunday driver Saturn, and it gives us kind of a case of whiplash by either slowing us down to get more organized with our plan or giving us a jump start to move forward, or both. We also want to take this opportunity to start things that we want to stick, including setting up some triggers to help us appreciate our money and all the abundance in our lives. Okay, so speaking of trying something new, I'm trying something new out this week. One, I've tried a couple things. I took my first fly fishing class this week, so I thought I would just try something new. After the first class, I am already in love. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those things that stick throughout the rest of my life with fly fishing. We would have talked about this a week ago. I never would have even imagined it. Because I believe the best way to grow a business is by referral, I'm going to walk my talk and appreciate clients that refer others to me. So if you refer someone, you get a free 30-minute session. So you don't have to do anything but refer people to me that you think might find value in my services. So when they schedule an appointment, there's a box that asks for the name of the person that referred them. And then I take care of the rest and I get all the details to you for your free session. It's easy peasy. And I want to thank you for all of the referrals already. Approximately 90% of my new business is from referral. And I really appreciate that and know that this is the key to a successful, sustainable, long-term business. So thank you. So have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next week.